Recorded Books presents Left for Dead by J.A. Jantz. Narrated by Karen Ziemba.
Prologue. 2 a.m. Thursday, April 8th. Phoenix, Arizona. 17-year-old Breeze Domingo lay on a sagging leather couch in a filthy apartment that Thursday morning and tried to sleep, but sleep eluded her. She tossed and turned and spent the time wishing her life had been different. She wished she had listened to her mother and stepfather and stayed in school. She wished she had never set foot on Van Buren Street in downtown Phoenix and discovered how easy it was to make money if you didn't care what you had to do to get it. And she wished she had never hooked up with Chico Hernandez. Some of the other girls had warned her to stay away from him, but Chico was a smooth operator. When she first met him, she'd been new to the life, a 14-year-old runaway living on the streets. Chico was the one who had told her what she wanted to hear, that she was beautiful and that he would take care of her. That was the day a John had busted her in the jaw rather than fork over his money. Chico had taken her to urgent care and waited while she got stitched up. After that, she owed him. After that, she was his. She had ditched her given name of Rose in favor of becoming Breeze Domingo. 3 years later, she still was. In a way, Chico was like Breeze's stepfather. As long as she did as he said and didn't give him backtalk, they got along fine. For a while, everything seemed A-OK with Chico, too. His girls stayed in three apartments.